We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Man, I love this. I got a text just now from Richard from Madison talking about that Alejandro Villanueva story. Did you see his text? He sent a picture. So yeah. He says, when I saw that story about Villanueva standing, he said, I was a Denver Broncos fan, but I went out and purchased his jersey. That's how much his stand meant for me. And I'm looking, he's holding a picture of him holding up the jersey in a man cave filled with Denver Broncos memorabilia. He's got his Villanueva Pittsburgh Steelers jersey.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah, thank you for sending that in, man. I appreciate it, Richard. And then last one, Bryant from Huntsville. So I just saw a bumper sticker that read, if you must burn our flag, please wrap yourself in it first. Yes. All right. We're going to dipper number two. Dipper number two. You guys keep texting if you want to about the flag. I'll take them. Burger Busters. Have you seen the cost of a fast food meal in the state of California? I mean, it's to the point, y'all. And this is, I'm not being facetious when I say this. This is not hyperbole. It's to the point that an average family of four can almost not afford to go get burger and fries. I mean, I listen, most of us were raised on fast food. Not that we ate it all the time. I'm just saying it was a thing. It had a little notoriety to it. Something about when you were a kid, you know, going and getting a Big Mac or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Man, every Friday was McDonald's day.
Oh, see? There you go. Did you get chicken nuggets?
No, I got the Happy Meal.
Oh, the Happy Meal. yeah, but see, that's the thing. The Happy Meal. That's a part of life now, right? You could say Happy Meal and no one questions what you're talking about. What do you mean Happy Meal? How can a meal be happy? It's a Happy Meal. It's a thing. And you know, chicken nuggets, how many kids? My son, I don't know how, and I know you got small kids. You know how certain kids, they come up with words, it's their own words for things, and then it gets embedded in the family?
It's the cutest thing ever, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So like my daughter, to this day, we still call biscuits spigots because they were spigots. But my son, I don't know why, but McDonald's French fries were called BBs, and he loved BBs. And, you know, he'd be 3 years old, and BBs! Yes, we will. We'll go get you some BBs. You've been a good boy. But, okay, anyway, minimum wage in California just got spiked by 25%, but only for fast food. I kid you not. Somehow or another, they targeted a certain industry and mandated that the minimum wage now for flipping burgers is $20 an hour.
Who's in charge over there? It seems like they're doing whatever they want.
The inmates are running the asylum, bro. it's madness. And let me just go ahead. I'm gonna step out there. Now, I've done everything, I feel like, in my lifetime. I've been a janitor. I have delivered pizza. I have worked fast food. I've been a soldier. I've been a lawyer. I've been a minister. I have mowed grass. I have done. If there's a way to do something to make money, I have probably put my hand to it at some point because that's what it takes. You know, if you're at a gap between one job to another, you go find the thing to fill the gap. Well, I have never considered flipping burgers to be a career path. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I can see. Listen, okay, let me rephrase. If you're coming in, you're like, one day I want to own my own restaurant. I get it. Get in there.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, it is. Learn every aspect of
it. Yeah.
But if you're just a guy who gets out of bed every day and your goal is to flip some burgers so you can come back home and then go back and flip burgers the next day and then hope the boss doesn't put you on the schedule because you really want a day off so you can hang out. And maybe you'll flip burgers on. And please don't ask me to work Saturday night. That's the night I was going to hang out with my friends. And we got, you know, we all got new Game Boys we want to play something on. And listen, if that's your idea of a career, you need to raise your aspirations a little bit. You know, you set the bar way too low. But apparently you got to have a living wage in California to flip burgers. And what it is doing to the market right now is like raking it over the coals. So when we get back from this next break, I'm going to tell you, listen, I'll lead off with this. Recently, according to Fox News, story out yesterday, recently with the increase of fast food workers getting their pay bumped up to $20 an hour, making California's the highest minimum wage in the United States, the price of a Big Mac meal at a certain location in downtown Darien, California, just hit $18 for a Big Mac meal. That's for the Big Mac, the fries, and the drink. $18. And it's right now they're saying it's not going to be long before the Big Mac by itself costs $18. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's so much so that McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski, he talked about this and how they're about to leave the lower class or the lower income behind in California that won't be able to eat fast food. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, Alabama. Woo! I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, listen, we are in this section right now called the Burger Busters. And so I gave you the facts that we're looking at right now. If you're a family of four in California, with the new wage increase that was just mandated by the liberal California legislature and Governor Gavin Newsom, raising fast food workers' pay to $20 an hour minimum. If you're in California, a family of four may wind up spending between $70 to $80 just to go eat a burger and fries. That's you talk about outpacing the cost of living. Well, we got to give a living wage, they say. Story here on New York Post. The Post checked menus at several restaurants in the Los Angeles area to see if the costs were already being passed on to the consumers, with mixed results. The biggest leap was at a Burger King, where a Texas double Whopper meal cost $15 on March 29th, but surged to $16.89 April 1st, a whopping increase of $1.80 or 12%. The Big Fish meal also went from $7.49 on the menu before April 1st to $11.49. Wow, that's a 53% increase. Good Lord. Most other items increased anywhere from 25 cents to a dollar. At Hart House, which I'm not familiar with, it's a California chain. Hart House, a fast food chain founded by actor Kevin Hart. Prices all went up 25%. Before the law was enacted, a large fry cost $4.49.
You remember when the McDouble was a dollar?
Yeah, man. They had the dollar menu. Whatever happened to that? Now it's, what, the $5 menu?
Yeah. Just like Dollar Tree is now $1.25 Tree.
Yeah, exactly right.
And Five Below is $25 and below.
You know what? Never make the name of your business the cost of your goods, because things are going
to
change.
They're going to have to rebrand every one of them.
Yeah, back in the day we had the Five and Dime store. That went away. Before the law was enacted at the Hart House, a large fry cost $4.49 on April 1st. It immediately went up to $5.99. $5.99 for a large fry. That better be some darn good fries, man. Milkshakes of all sizes went up by a dollar. So California, according to CBS, this is such an apologetic article, too. This is ridiculous. It's like, well, this is the way things go. We have to provide a living wage to help them meet their economic household needs. It's fast food. Now, I get it. You want people to get paid well, and the minimum wage nationally is $7.25, and that's not much. But I look at flipping burgers as the thing that kids do in the summertime to make some folding money. I look at this as the thing you do as a stopgap because you're not making enough at your day gig, but you don't want to give it up, so you do something else in the evenings to try and fill the blanks. Or it's that thing you're between jobs, and you're not going to let the family go hungry, so you do what you got to do. You flip some burgers. Unless you're looking for a career in restaurant management, flipping the burgers is not supposed to be the place where you develop your career. Now, I'll be honest with you. I worked at Chick-fil-A. There are still things that I learned from working at Chick-fil-A that are like ingrained in me. And some of it's just like, like little idiosyncrasies about the way you handle the money and do different things. Others are, you know, about learning about what it means to stock shelves and, you know, and clean appropriately and all the things. But y'all, this is not supposed to be a career path.
I got to ask, Phil, what'd you do at Chick-fil-A?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. I did the chicken prep. I did the cooking. I did the serving. I did the cashier. I did the bathroom cleaning. I did all of it.
Nice.
Every bit of it. I could sling some chicken, man. Fast food chains. Here's the deal. I tell you what. Let me skip forward. I want to find that article. Where'd it go? There it is. This one. Pulled this one off of SanFranciscoGate.com. They're having none of it, man. SanFranciscoGate.com is pointing out that not only is this law in place now, but you also read through how it was written and how it was enacted, and you got to go, what the heck were they smoking when they passed this thing? Because it is only, first of all, for fast food. But then there's provisions like it's only for fast food as long as it has limited or no table service. Okay, it's only for fast food as long as it's a chain of restaurants that has fewer than, where is it? I think it's 60 nationwide locations. So the mom and pops are not going to get ravaged, but if you're a franchisee for a Pizza Hut, you're in trouble. It's also, by the way, going to have carve outs, believe it or not, for anybody who serves food within another business, airport, or hotel. What? So if you got a Starbucks in an airport, you're exempt. Why? If you've got a Subway in a gas station, how many times have you seen that? You're exempt. Then there's the other thing. It can be an exemption if you are inside of a grocery establishment, meaning that the deli in the Publix does not have to pay $20 an hour. Okay, what kind of lobbyists did they have in Sacramento when they were trying to pass this law? And then, oh, by the way, there's the trickiest, most talked about exemption, which has to do with bread. Bread. Restaurants that sell bread as a standalone menu item are exempt from the new wage law. Who wrote this law? Wait a minute. What was it? Oh, yeah. One of Gavin Newsom's biggest supporters is the founder of Panera Bread. Yeah. How's that work? So restaurants that sell muffins, croissants, scones, rolls, or buns as a standalone item do not qualify for the exemption unless they sell the bread that weighs at least a half pound after it cools. Oh, wait, there's a standard? Yes. You can sell the bread as a standalone item, but so long as the bread was made inside the restaurant and so long as that bread item weighs at least a half pound after it cools. What? Why? Who made this up? Y'all, you can't. Listen, it's California, and I get it. At the same time, though, they are bankrupting people. And, oh, by the way, people are already losing their jobs. Let me grab a phone call real quick before I go too much further. Line one, Brian Huntsville. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing well. Hoo-ah. I'm sitting there wondering, based on umpteen years ago, as we're working at Burger King, some fast food restaurants for steak dips, they would actually subsidize a portion of a meal that you bought there. But even if these people are getting paid, not in Huntsville and Madison, I'm wondering if these people are getting subsidized for their meals since the price went up. Their wages went up, but if they get to eat there, are they ordering steakout or something because it's cheaper?
That's a great question.
And having it delivered.
You mentioned that. When I worked at Chick-fil-A at Parkway City Mall back in the 80s as a kid, if you worked a six-hour shift, you got a free meal. So you're never going to be at work hungry. And you're right. Or they give you an employee discount. And I don't know. Are they stuck paying the same prices or do they get an employee discount? I don't know, man.
Well, if I get an employee discount and I buy the stuff, am I free to scalp it?
You're out in the parking lot. Hey, buddy, you want to buy a burger? I got some down in the alley.
Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
See you, man. That's it. I'm on eBay, man. I got a sack of sliders. Meet me in the alley. Oh, God. Newsonomics is awful. All right. Story here on USA Today. Dated 3 days ago. You ready for this? Fast food workers are losing their jobs. This was so predictable. An earlier version of this story attributed the combined number of eliminated positions to one single company, but the story's now been updated to reflect some anticipated cuts with other employers. Yeah. So, yeah, fast food workers are losing their jobs in California, says USA Today, as more restaurant chains prepare to meet the new $20 minimum wage. Restaurants making the cuts are mostly pizzerias, according to a report published by the Wall Street Journal. Multiple businesses have plans to axe hundreds of jobs, as well as cut back hours and freeze their hiring. This is a big deal, Newsom said. This is 80% of the workforce. Whoop, whoop. However, Pizza Hut announced it was going to cut 1,200 delivery jobs. 1,200 jobs went away, just like that. If you want to get delivery of your pizza, you can just go ahead and call Uber Eats or DoorDash or something like that. Good luck to you. But we ain't doing it. They're not paying it. They'll let Uber pay its people what it pays them, but they're not paying the $20 an hour. They can't afford it. Your pizza, you won't be able to afford your pizza at that point. Excalibur Pizza, which is a franchisee of another company called Roundtable Pizza, has plans to cut 73 driver jobs in April. That's 21% of its workforce. So you've got a chain of restaurants that's about to cut 21% of its workforce because they cannot sustain what the government just did to them. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But then, hey, you know, not to be outdone. What can we do about this, fellas? How do we handle this? I don't know. Let's unionize. Awesome. That'll help. Where is that thing on here? I've got it. Here it is. California Fast Food Workers Union has now been launched. Because this is a career path, and you got to have a union if you're in a career. So this is on the SEIU's personal website. I did. Phil, did you go to the SEIU's website? I did. Earlier this month, hundreds of fast food workers gathered in Los Angeles to launch the California Fast Food Workers Union, calling CAFWU. CAFWU! What do you do? I'm a member of CAFWU. Okay. CAFWU will fight for racial and economic justice. What? It's fast food, man. Do they just not serve black people in California? What are we doing here? Is there some kind of economic justice? How about this? We're paying you $20 an hour. I want my burger back down to the dollar menu. Could you please? Here's economic justice for you. California Fast Food Workers Union will fight for racial and economic justice for the 500,000 fast food workers. I got news. Your membership just went down, dude. They're losing their jobs left and right. If they ain't working, they're not paying union dues. What do you think of that? California Fast Food Workers Union is for all of us cooks and cashiers, 500,000 strong, who work hard every day to provide for our families and support our communities. Listen, man, said Laura Pozos, by the way, the Los Angeles McDonald's worker and steering committee member for the California Fast Food Workers Union. By the way, just so you know, it doesn't just stop with the union. They didn't just stop with, you know, putting in a price hike or a wage increase. No, they went ahead and grew government, too, because what would government be without more government? So what did they do? They formed, out in California, they formed the California Fast Food Workers Board. Well, isn't that good? Governor Gavin Newsom has now made all of his appointees to the new fast food board. It's big doings, y'all. Can't wait to get that appointment. What am I going to do? I'm going to be on there talking about how to make burgers more affordable after you pay us the wage that you can't sustain. Yeah.
They're just doing whatever they want over there.
It's nuts, man.
It's a wonder they all left and tried to go to Texas.
You know what's going to happen? People are going to be stepping across the border to Nevada to buy fries.
That's what I was saying, or that's what I was thinking. The people jumping across the border, they're going to get their free money, and then they're going to go work at McDonald's for $20 an hour.
Here's what we're going to do, dude. You and I are going to make a side gig. We're going to get a food truck, and we're going to park right across the border, and we're going to sell burgers like it's no tomorrow.
Nice. Let's do it.
All right. Take us to a break there, Big Rig. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. We'll wrap this thing up. And then coming up top of the hour, it's the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. There's so many of y'all have common sense. We've got people texting in like crazy right now. Thomas from Athens says, recall that Motel 6 used to be $6 for a basic room. I do not recall that, but I imagine that's why it's called Motel 6. Wow. What kind of room would you get for $6 now? I don't want to talk about it. Stephen from Madison says, at a much higher level, why is it any business of the government how much any business pays its employees? We lost that basis of understanding a long time ago. Yeah, we did, man. And I'll be honest with you, Stephen, there's a lot to be said for what would happen if there was a competition for good workers by paying them more. And you know, and I think Starbucks has done that. Starbucks has tried to pay its people more than they would get somewhere else. And they've, you know, but in today's day and age, you know how that goes. They got unionized. JT Lacey Springs says, seems the minimum wage bill in California and the gambling bill in Alabama have some corrupt similarities. Yes, they do. Colin from Decatur says, I worked at Arby's for gas money in order to go to college. Now I remember having coworkers in their 30s complaining about not being able to afford stuff on the fast food minimum wage back then. My response to that was always, quit smoking weed, get an actual job. Worthy advice, Colin. Yeah, I mean, listen, Charlene and I, when we first got married, I mean, we were the epitome of poor newlyweds. And I had a job that we felt, you know, called to. It was a good job, but it didn't pay squat. And I look back out now and I realize how little I was getting paid. We didn't even know we qualified for like government assistance. Even though I was on a paycheck. That being said, so I took a job. I was doing janitorial work from like 5:30 to 8 in the mornings, cleaning an office building, going to work by day, and then delivering pizza at night. And then I had National Guard 1 week in a month. And that's because we were committed, by the way, we were committed for her to be able to be home with the kids when they were young. So that's why we were doing it. So anyway, that's...
You're just a busy guy, man.
God's going to look at me one day and go, Phil, you're allowed to have one job now.
Yep.
I'm not going to know what to do with myself.
I don't think you can do it. I think you're going to start like five more podcasts.
Bro, I think I can do it. Glenn from Bluntsville says, y'all should be playing the Jackassery sound effect about every minute during this dipper. Play me some Jackassery right now. Yes. Good Lord. Why didn't I think of that? Thank you, Glenn from Bluntsville. Handyman from Caddo says, the only way they make a profit now is to serve lab-grown meat. No. No, did not bring up the lab-grown meat. Oh, my gosh. And then Jeff Rowe from Indiana says, hey, Phil, make sure to ask Dale about his new book. It's a page-turner. I've heard about that. Dale Jackson has a book about how to lose weight and quit complaining or something like that. I don't know. Hey, listen, here's what else is going to happen. Story on KCRA.com. That's local news out in California, Sacramento to be exact. Fast food franchisees, large and small, prepare to politically activate under the new California law. So, yeah, how about this? Fast food workers, if you're going to unionize... hey, government, if you're going to stick us in the back with a knife called a minimum wage increase to $20 an hour, well, guess what we're going to do? We're not going to sit idly by anymore. And so the fast food industry is going lobbyist strong right now. So the lobbying crowd's making out like bandits in California. It says one particular guy, Harsh, his name is Harsh Guy. He's the owner. He's one of California's largest operator of Burger King restaurants. He says, we don't want to work with lobbyists. We just want to run our restaurants. His company, Guy Management, owns 200 fast food restaurants along the West Coast, along with some Burger Kings, Taco Bells, and Popeyes. But Guy says he and other local restaurant owners have said that working with lobbyists and politically activating is a step they must take following the last-minute negotiations of the law that went into effect this year. So here we are, folks. You know who's really caught in the middle of all this? The consumer. The consumer. I mean, you got the same union that the fast food industry just united under, the workers, just contributed $74,000 to the California Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas. Yeah, there's that. Meanwhile, you've got fast food restaurants now having to hire lobbyists of their own just to stay solvent in the state of California. Meanwhile, people are losing their jobs left and right. Meanwhile, the cost of a Big Mac meal, roughly $18, depending on where you live. It's unbelievable. But that's where we are when liberals get hold of the economy, man. They can jank some stuff up. All right, coming back here in just a minute to Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.